Minor vandalism broke out in Cincinnati overnight. Earlier in the evening, a grand jury indicted a white police officer on two misdemeanor charges for last month's fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. The shooting had sparked several days of rioting in the city. Many in Cincinnati's black neighborhoods expressed outrage over the misdemeanor indictment, saying they wanted the officer brought up on more serious charges. From Cincinnati, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Hamilton County, Ohio grand jury was charged with the tough task of trying to uncover just what happened in a dark alleyway in the early morning hours of April 7th. Officer Stephen Roach had chased Timothy Thomas into the alleyway. The 19-year-old was wanted on several misdemeanor warrants, most of them traffic violations. Roach has told investigators he thought Thomas was reaching for a gun when he shot him. Grand jury members were given a range of possibilities, from aggravated murder to reckless homicide, or the least harsh, negligent homicide. They also could have voted not to indict Roach at all. Hamilton County Prosecutor Mike Allen says the grand jury worked hard for 3 weeks and made the right call.
They were the ones that listened to the 20 witnesses. They were the ones that considered the exhibits. They were the ones that considered the photographs, and they made the decision that they did. Not every homicide is a purposeful act. Not every homicide constitutes murder. Some are reckless in nature, some are negligent in nature, and I think the grand jury felt, obviously, that if anything, this was a negligent act.
Under Ohio law, negligent homicide means the grand jury thought there was evidence that Officer Roach exhibited, quote, a substantial lapse of due care, end quote, that Roach was essentially careless the night of the fatal shooting. It also charged him with obstructing official business by giving different accounts of what happened. Both counts are misdemeanors that combined are punishable by a maximum of 9 months in jail. Prosecutor Allen encouraged city residents to withhold judgment until all the facts come out at trial. But when word of the misdemeanor indictments filtered down to the streets, the first reaction by many was outrage.
If he only do 6 months for killing a man, that cannot be right. And that's not right.
A crowd of about 100 protesters gathered outside the prosecutor's office, including Alexander, a 31-year-old student who asked that his last name not be used.
I mean, a step in the right direction would have been him arrested, placed at $10 million bond like everybody else, and held until the grand jury brought back the indictment. And the indictment should have been for nothing left. It should have been like manslaughter. I could see manslaughter. But negligent homicide, no. No misdemeanors. He should have been facing at least a second-degree felony.
Timothy Thomas was the fourth black man killed by Cincinnati police since November and the 15th in the last 6 years. Police point out that most of the 15 had threatened police with deadly force, but in that time frame, no white suspect was fatally shot by Cincinnati police. Downtown, some area businesses boarded up their windows while others closed early. Members of the black clergy and staffers and volunteers with the city's Human Relations Commission hit the streets to appeal for calm. Black businessman Nathan Sowles, a member of Cincinnati's African American Chamber of Commerce, joined the calls for constructive protest and peaceful dissent.
We are going to try to show the world that we're not animals here. We are civilized. This is the verdict that the system came down with. We're not going for it. We're going to fight it. And the chips will fall where they may. Nobody's interested in going out here tearing up the city or rioting. We're going to do it within the framework of the law.
But not everyone expressed as much faith in the rule of law. In the predominantly black Over the Rhine neighborhood where Thomas was shot, groups of boys tried to remain anonymous by putting bandanas over their faces and putting their fists in the air as they vowed to take matters into their own hands.
Would you tell me?
Forward, my brother.
I just want to know, you know what I'm saying? How murder end up a misdemeanor?
The Cincinnati Police Department had no official reaction to the indictments, and the normally vociferous leaders of the police union also declined to comment. But heavy rains last night may have played as big a role as the heavy police presence and black clergymen's pleas in keeping anger largely in check. In Over the Rhine, 30-year-old Nadir Halbert says he was deeply disappointed in the misdemeanor indictments, but he thinks the whole Thomas shooting saga will motivate more young people to get involved in their community.
I hope that they put in their hearts and minds that they have to get together and protest a better way. They need to start getting involved in the community actions. They need to start voting more. They need to start being part of the legislature so the laws can protect everyone and make sure the law and justice have been served.
Halbert then vowed to talk more with young people, to encourage them to put aside the mindless venting of the brick toss and to start working instead for real change. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Cincinnati.